Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. I hope you're all very, very well. Lovely day here again in Sydney and a bit of life back in the markets once again. Nothing major, but I can tell you after a lovely pullback, we are starting to see some momentum coming back to the bullish side. That's not across everything, but it is across many. Having a look at Bitcoin now, we are sitting above 9,000 once again after having come down as low as, what was the low there? 8,830-ish. Okay, so we did see it push back down. And we've pushed back up above that $9,000 mark. So we're sitting currently at 9,070. Well, ever we're above that round number, that's pretty good. And on the daily, I mean, it's just sort of grinding sideways still. The continuation to the sideways momentum is still relevant. Am I bearish? No. Am I bullish? Yeah, I'm still bullish because even though we are consolidating, we're consolidating in an uptrend. We do not have a lower high. Therefore, we continue to look more bullish than bearish. That's good. If I just have a quick squeeze across the other top 10, I mean, if I look at Ethereum, there's a big green candle there now. It's a low test, so it's rejected the lows, and it's closed back in bullish. Well, sorry, it's not closed yet. It will close in the next couple of hours, but it's closed more bullish than bearish. So that's also good. Ripple's also had a low test. It's rejected its lows, still sort of sitting bang on 0% right now, up or down. I'm talking about against the dollar. Bitcoin Cash tested its lows as well and rejected them, as did Litecoin. EOS has a nice big candle after pulling back into the cradle zone. Unfortunately, it wasn't a small candle for an opportunity to trade, but there is a big candle there, and it is more bullish than bearish. That's good. Cardano has pulled back in. Big candle there as well, up 4% currently. EOS up near 7%. Lumen also with a big candle there in that buy zone on the daily. Very strong. NEO also looking very bullish once again, and IOTA sitting there rejecting its lows as well. So it looks to me as if across the market we are starting to see some bullish sentiment coming back in. I mean, if I have a look at the top 10 against Bitcoin, just to give you an understanding of that, everything is up against Bitcoin. Bitcoin against the dollar is still down 1.9% on the session, but if with Ethereum it's up 2% on Bitcoin, Ripple 2%, Bitcoin Cash up 0.5%, EOS 8.6%, Cardano 6.8%, Litecoin 0.8%, Lumen 5.6%, NEO 2.4%, and IOTA 1.4%. So we can see here that even though Bitcoin is still a little bit suppressed there, the rest of the market does seem to be showing some very strong signs once again to the bulls coming back. And I'm hoping that yes, that Bitcoin is lagging and it gets its skates on once again, helps the entire market to get moving. But right now, as I say, the alts are the stars of the show at the moment. And what this allows us to do is when Bitcoin isn't performing, or not performing, but when it's sort of going sideways and other alts are moving, it does give us some fantastic trends. Now, what you'll notice with Bitcoin is that obviously when it moves, it really, really gets going. Okay, it really, really gets going. So when Bitcoin goes on a massive run, tends to be that we see the alts against Bitcoin fall into downtrends. Now, what this does is it means that for the most part, it can be very difficult across a large number to be trading short against Bitcoin. So to short, say, EOS Bitcoin can be a difficult trade because it's just not offered across all of the alts. Now, for the time being, we've got fantastic conditions because we have got a number of uptrends trending against Bitcoin. Now, it's very easy to buy against Bitcoin. As a matter of fact, just about all transactions are bought against Bitcoin. I shouldn't say just about all, but many transactions. Most of the volume, if you go across the CoinMarketCap website, you'll actually see that the majority of the volume is Bitcoin related. So that is, you're either buying or selling, buying with Bitcoin into that alt, or you're selling that alt into Bitcoin. So therefore, when we've got these good uptrends, it does make it a lot easier to actually not just find good trades because we've got good trends, but also actually get your orders on and take the trade. Because sometimes it can be frustrating where you might find a really good setup, but you know what, you can't actually take it because the facility is just not there yet. Now, as the market develops and as we get a bit bigger and more technology comes to the space as far as trading technology, that will change. But for the time being, these markets right now, with Bitcoin being relatively sideways, are looking very good. So with that being said, this is a relatively short show because there's not a great deal to say. Go back out there, do your scans, check it all out, jump on the website. You need to go and have a look at the video I put out yesterday relating to monthly trends and monthly charts. Jump on tradercobb.com, guys. Have a fantastic day, and let's see what today brings for us. Cheers, guys. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out tradercobb.com because experience matters.